projects. Now we're going to go off the other coast of New York and talk about the Long Island Oyster Growers Association.
Awesome.
Take it away, guys.
Awesome. So hi, everybody. My name is Andrew, and I'm here with my colleagues Avery, Darius, and Michael, and we're part of the Lioga Association. So just to kick us off, a brief overview of what we'll be talking about today. So first of all, we'll give an intro about what Lioga is, what they do. We'll talk about the main problem that we've been focusing on this semester, and then we'll detail the solution that we've created to address that problem, specifically two of our deliverables, and then we'll go into the overall cooperative structure solution that we're proposing here. So first of all, to give some details around Lioga as an organization, so it's an association of various oyster growers, specifically in Long Island, and these oyster growers join this association through a membership with a small fee, and then they're able to leverage various benefits from everything from various marketing tools that Lioga actually gives to these oyster growers to things like just leveraging the database and the networking that's available so that farmers can figure out best practices for their oyster growing. So the main problem that Lioga has been having recently is that they have been experiencing a real resurgence in oyster demand over the last 20 years. In fact, the industry has more than doubled in revenue. So that's a really encouraging sign, except a lot of these farmers are not able to expand their operations the way that they want to. And this specifically is because the main problem of distribution. So these farmers are not able to get their product to the locations that they want to. And this really comes down to a few main reasons. Number one, they're not able to take advantage of the scale and the cost savings that come with that scale. Number two, they're not able to leverage strong relationships with distributors. So a lot of these relationships are not dependable. They're not able to get shipments in when they need to. And then lastly, there's a high time cost because a lot of these farmers actually have to drive in their shipments themselves. And so obviously this presents a really significant problem for these growers. And so the solution that we're presenting here today really kind of focuses on three main questions. Number one, is there interest among growers for a cooperative solution? Is a cooperative economically feasible? And is there a structure that we can design that would actually make sense? And so at the heart of this is an effective cooperative that's addressing this solution. And so we've tailored our analysis around these three questions. And so to first discuss our area of focus, I'd like to pass on to my colleague Darius to talk about some of the ways we've approached this.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. To answer the questions that Andrew just mentioned, we thought to start by understanding how each independent oyster farmer is operating, specifically to tackle the problem of distribution and long distance deliveries to restaurant clients located in New York City. And so our starting point is to first review a survey that our client Susanna circulated amongst members in late 2020, which indicated a positive responses in collaborating and forming a potential cooperative and targeting distribution as a main problem to be solved. And so we created a survey as a next step in the information gathering process. And this survey is composed of two primary parts. The first one is to reevaluate the level of engagement and interest amongst the community for a cooperative effort. And so questions included, would you be interested in participating in this? As well as, are you comfortable putting up a minor equity investment in starting getting this kickstarted? And more importantly, to also gauge a level of engagement amongst members to take part actively in acts of corporate governance, such as serving on the board of directors, which is a very, very important part of this. And then the second part is to collect operational data, which is really the meat and potatoes of this survey. We really want to have a comprehensive understanding of how the farmers are currently conducting these long distance.
Check the populated values to see how many farms that you're currently checking for. So if you have six farms, for instance, I believe anything above three farms, you would require more than two drivers. So those are just small tweaks that are added to the model to make it a little more accurate. Regardless, we have a monthly cost estimate over here around $872 compared to the original cost that they're expected to be paying right now. So we just subtract those to get cost savings. But we see, unfortunately, for two farms, we're only seeing $50 and $70 in cost savings. It's not incentivizing to want to join, right? So how do we get that? Well, we wanted to incorporate a way to make it more equitable. for all farmers based on their current use compared to other farmers' use right now. You know, they would be expected to use the business because some farmers right now don't hire any drivers, right? So it wouldn't make sense for them to, you know, receive marginally lower cost savings. So regardless, this next column, new monthly cost, takes those values into account, adds weights to generate new cost savings per farm, and this gets aggregated yearly, and then we can see joint yearly cost savings around $43,000, which is quite significant to say the least, considering we're just, you know, trying to get them to collaborate with delivery. Long story short, these are just the tables to set the assumptions pane. The user can manually adjust this at any time. We also have a field for monthly cooperative expenses that they may realize in the future. So for instance, if they realize they need to get a joint business license, for instance, right? They can manually put that value in terms of a monthly dollar value into the field, and we'll subtract from the yearly savings or monthly savings. We also generate a payback period table, and that's basically it. Pass it off to Michael to speak about a recommended cooperative model.
Yeah, thanks, Avery. So just going off a little bit on the cost savings proportional to the patronage of each farmers, we think it's useful to propose a proportional investment cooperative. So some of the key features of this type of cooperative is the non-transferable ownership. So ownership rights are solely belong to member farmers, so that kind of keeps it within Lyosia. There is redeemable equity, so if farmers at any time want to leave, they can liquefy their equity. And most importantly, with this type of cooperative, it requires proportional investment based on use. So member farmers' equity stake must match their use of the distribution cooperative. So we think this is helps in earning more cost savings relative to the self-delivery of oysters, which a lot of farmers do currently. So just on this next slide, we just included some of the steps or the general steps to set up a distribution cooperative. So the first step would be potential members must understand the mission of the cooperative and its capital requirements. So review cost analysis. They should create a business plan and logistics plan. And specifically for a distribution cooperative, it would be schedule mapping and long-term commercial parking availability. And then at this point, potential members should make an investment to cover the mounting startup and filing costs. Then we want to begin drafting articles of incorporation and bylaws, and they should have a legal team to review that they're in compliance with New York State law and federal law. Then hold the first annual meeting to appoint board members. And at this point, once board members are appointed, key managers can be appointed, as well as acquire some of the remaining capital to start the cooperative's operations. So just for some of the key challenges that are our final next steps, the two key challenges we kind of identified and we think that have to be solved is there has to be more collaboration and commitment between Lyosia members to have any chance at a viable cooperative. And second, the scaling of the cooperative to make cost savings significant at the individual member level. So as more Lyosia members join, the cooperative has to grow to effectively serve their interests. So next steps for our client, Susanna, we hope she uses and communicates this cost analysis and survey to Lyosia farmers to better inform and educate them, and arrange preliminary meetings with interested farmers to further discuss the purpose of forming a distribution cooperative. So with that, we'd just like to thank Todd and our client, Susanna, who I think is on.
Yes, she's on.
So we'll open up to any questions. Thank you.
Fantastic. Susanna. Anyway, we can turn this up. Wait.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Hi, Susanna.
Hello. To my group. So much for the work that you put in. I'm definitely be using that table to help kind of advocate for this. And I appreciate all the time and the help that you guys used, because that has helped me form next steps and given me a much clearer view of what I need to do to get this moving. So I really appreciate all that. Todd, thank you for working with my association.
Absolutely. Susanna, by the way, what year did you take co-ops?
Spring 2020.
Spring 2020.
Yes.
Oh, wait, was spring 2020 the year of,
fell apart.
Yeah, well, fell apart in spring 2020. Yeah, so everybody, I'm sure, grasped all of the complexities of that financial cost model. Fantastic, by the way, as a tool that Susanna and Lyoga can use going forward. The one question I had on it, was there cost associated with somebody doing that, like a think a manager or something that's sort of coordinating deliveries? I mean, is there labor of somebody, you know, figuring out, include that in the cost estimates, or is this purely from the cost savings perspective by doing it together? Because then when you go towards a co-op, there's going to be somebody who's coordinating pickups and deliveries.
Yeah,
right?
So essentially the latter.
Yeah.
Sort of, I guess to explain it in managerial terms, that would be more of the structuring portion.
Yeah.
We were just thinking in terms of, you know, the requirements, right? So the not only the physical requirements, but the capacity requirements for these deliveries. And, you know, based on our formulas and our assumptions, you know, dependent on the number of farms, there's like a certain threshold of drivers you would need for that drive, the salaries, you know, the wages associated as well. If that maybe clarifies that a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, many of you folks have done, I don't want to make sure, I got time. Did surveys with members or potential members. Developing surveys is tough, right? Takes time, right? But what would be a survey of some group that said, would you be interested in joining this cooperative? And what would be the general answer? Well, it depends, right? What's in it for me? Am I going to make money? Can I reduce my transaction cost by doing it collaboratively? And that is exactly what your cost analysis model was doing, saying, by doing this together, right, we can save individually on our transaction costs. So, great job. Any other questions? Comments? All right, let's thank them again.